Oh man, you gotta love the sound of that music, because you know it's either Wednesday or Friday, and it is not Wednesday. It's Friday, and it's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Tell you what, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson is standing by, and he's got a couple of guests with him, and we will talk with them right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And we're going to call this Friday Fun Day. How you doing, Ben?
Doing great. I'm happy that it's finally Friday. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy.
It's a great day. I think the weather kind of lightened up a little bit. I mean, it's not as cold as it was.
No, it's warming up, but is it foggy out? Because we were under this intense fog warning, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. Is it okay out there?
No, it's not as bad as pea soup. So.
Okay. Well, nothing. That's nothing for the tundra, right?
No.
So Friday Fun Day.
I brought along some guests with me, some friends. I know I have to have some friends. I know he's shocked that I have friends, but I do.
I believe you now.
Erica
I'll
and
ask
Jay.
Him after we're done.
Yes, exactly. Pull them to it. No, I've got Erica Sunby and Andre Schroeder from United Valley Bank. They're both lenders there that specialize in different areas of finance for people who are buying properties. Obviously, I sit here and talk about rates. We sit here and talk about everything under the sun real estate when it comes to our podcast, but I really wanted to bring on the experts here so that they can kind of talk about what they do at their institution and what they do differently.
All right, I'm going to let you take over.
Okay.
How's that?
Erica, do you want to give yourself an introduction for everyone in the GFBS crew?
Sure. My name is Erica Sunby. I am a residential real estate lender at United Valley Bank. That's what I do.
Awesome. So I guess my first question is, how are the rates?
Well, they're not what they were for the last couple of years, but you know, really, historically, they're not bad. They've been coming down over the last few weeks. So it's really promising. It's you can still afford a home. It's not dire.
Right. When you have people coming in looking for homes, what is kind of the number one thing you kind of go over with them when they're worried about interest rates and kind of the whole affordability process?
You know, when looking at rates, just know rates are cyclical. They go up, they go down. It's just how it's always been and always will be. So if you don't like the rates that are today, but you want this house, how much do you want that house? How much do you want to own your home? Take the rate into a little bit of consideration with that, because in the next couple of years, rates could come back down as they do. And you can always refinance at that time.
Right. Yeah. Refinancing is obviously really popular in the last couple of years because the rates went down and everything like that. As far as like loan programs, you guys do all the traditional type of programs at UA Valley?
Yep. So we've got quite a few different options that are great for first-time homebuyers and people who've owned homes before. For first-time homebuyers, we do work with the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency. With them, you can qualify for down payment assistance, long-term fixed rates. It's a really, really wonderful program. We also offer Fannie Mae conventional loans. That's just kind of your standard loan for most borrowers, competitive rates, fixed for the long term.
That's great. That's awesome. Do you guys do a lot of in-house loans, or do you?
We do. Yeah, we have a lot of options for in-house lending. That seems to be more popular lately just because of the rate roller coaster we've been on. The nice feature about that is we're able to make a little bit more local credit decisions. We don't have to follow those Fannie guidelines. We have our own underwriting guidelines we can look at, tend to run things a little bit quicker with the knowledge that in a couple of years, we can refinance. So
awesome.
Definitely not.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we also brought along Jay Schroeder, who does commercial real estate.
Schrader.
Got to get that perfect. For United Valley, right?
Correct. And yes.
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit what you do?
Yeah. My name's Jay Schrader, and I do business lending, and I also do some agricultural lending as well. And so a little bit of a wider range, but work on helping a wide variety of clients at the bank.
How's the market been for ag sales lately?
It's been pretty hot, and
that's what I heard.
Yeah, so the auctions that we look at, it's always interesting to watch some of those values that come in on those per acre sales. So
right. What kind of when you meet with a client, what's kind of the first thing they're, let's say that they're brand new, they're looking at starting a business, or they're looking at investing in commercial property. What is kind of the first kind of set of guidelines or things you like to go over with them to kind of get them acclimated to, you know, that type of process?
Sure. Well, the main thing that we like to offer to our clients is we really value the relationship and being there for, you know, throughout the process. So we sit down and get to know them. If they were new, look at every situation is a little bit different. A lot of things that you can look at and do as opportunities come up for clients. And so what we really like to do is just build that relationship, get to know them, know their circumstance. And like I said, there's a lot of different things we can look at and work things out.
Commercial is one of those areas that I think is absolutely fascinating as far as, you know, real estate goes. You can do so much with it,
right?
You can do so many different types of businesses or different types of buildings that can bring you, you know, the same type of financial success that you do in residential, mm-hmm. only you're kind of using, you know, the value of commercial to kind of bring your net value, your net worth up versus residential.
Right. And we, at the bank, we've got a wide range of loans and products that we can use and look at to service different circumstances. You know, we're a full service bank, so it's not just the loan side of things. It's the deposit accounts that we offer, your checking, your savings. We've got business online banking, ACH services, remote deposit. So it's kind of a full service bank.
So pretty much all the services that you'd want in a bank, as far as, you know, what the big guys offer, you know, right here locally. United Valley Bank is local, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're a local bank here. There our location in Grand Forks. For those that don't know, we're located on Columbia Road. So as you go into the Columbia Mall entrance, there we're kind of nestled on the corner, right across the street from Buffalo Wild Wings. But we've got 8 different locations on the kind of the northern end of the valley: Cavalier, Hallock, Lancaster, Argyle. Our location here in Grand Forks. We've got a branch over in Crookston, and then a couple to the south in Twin Valley in Menomon, Minnesota. So
wow, so pretty wide range. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
That's one thing I think that we always talk about, John, is making sure that people are in contact with their local lenders. There's always, you know, that personal touch that they can add, you know, versus somebody who's just talking to you over the phone or over the internet, mm-hmm. that, you know, when there is an issue with your property, it's nice to have somebody who actually, you know, is in our community and understands, okay, well, this is the unique situation with this property because I can go out there and look at it myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can speak to any of that, if any of you guys want to jump in with that.
Yeah, I just think having somebody local that you can call and that you know will get back to you, I just think that has a lot of value, not only for the borrowers, but for the realtors, for the title companies, for everybody who's involved in a transaction in real estate. Just having local people that you can call and work through problems is worth its weight in gold.
Yep. What do you think about, you know, being able to basically be the local lender, the local hero sometimes in the situation?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, we enjoy the successes of our clients, and to be involved in that and a part of it, and, you know, involved in the process as much as we can to make it easy for everybody. So it's something that we enjoy for our jobs.
And, you know, the thing is, too, Ben, if somebody's looking to buy or sell, they get a hold of a realty expert like you at Berkshire Hathaway, you'll find these people for them. This isn't something that people have to just go find out of the blue. It's like, oh, boy, who do I get now? Get a hold of you, and half the work's done.
It is, you know, my job in regards to working with lenders is both a seriously, seriously rewarding and sometimes a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. The rewarding part is, you know, working with a lender like one of these guys who actually will service our clients, will call them back, will make sure that they have everything in place so that a week before closing, there's no surprises, there's no oopsies, right? We want to make sure that everything goes well and we're all very prepared. So that's one really great benefit worth working with people like these guys from United Valley Bank. But the other aspect is that you got to really have clients that are prepared, right? And you got to prepare your clients for these type of transactions, right? They're big transactions. They're complicated. There's a lot of moving parts. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've had to work together on title work or anything to do with the clients, that it's nice to have these type of people here who can actually do the work. And the other side of it, which is kind of challenging, is as a realtor, I really want to fit my people with the best lender, right? And sure, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, of course, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure that my person gets a good deal, you know, going towards the loan. And so, you know, in my area of business, we're supposed to, we're ethically recommended or sure. you know, basically have to give three names if we're going to give out lenders' names. But it's really important that, you know, when those clients reach out to those lenders, that those lenders are calling them back, getting back to them with their answers, making sure they get all their information in. We don't want any surprises before closing. We don't want anything crazy happening. So anything to mitigate that risk for clients is really what I look for in lenders and as a realtor.
Sure, sure. Now what?
Well, I think that I'd like for them to talk a little bit more about what they got, what they you guys got going on, you know, for rates and for things like looking forward in the next, you know, 6 months. What do you have some advice for buyers or for anyone selling or kind of moving into the real estate sphere?
Sure. So I would kind of like, as I said before, if you're looking to buy a home and you want to own a home, do it. Don't be scared of the rates. They're temporary. There are options out there, some different financing things that are coming out. We're working right now on getting signed up to do 2-1 buy downs, which is you get a 2% below the market rate for your first year, 1% for below for the second year, and then you're on that rate after that. Kind of with the thought that by that, you know, the third year when you're paying the market rate as of today, you'll have been able to have the opportunity to refinance.
Can you explain the buy down a little bit more for anyone who may not know what that is?
Yeah, so the buy down, basically, you get it's a seller or a credit from the seller that they put into an escrow account that covers the difference in the interest for those first 2 years. So let's say the market rate today is at 6.25%. Your first year, you would only pay your monthly mortgage payment would be based on 4.25%. And then the next year, 5.25%. And then you would go to that 6.25%.
And that kind of helps with that affordability, right? For that monthly payment, correct. It lowers the monthly payment.
Yep.
And then when you talk about a seller credit, that's kind of where we come in. Absolutely. As realtors. So yep. When we're negotiating a seller credit, that's what we call like closing costs or anything that we write in the purchase agreement. That would come out of the seller's escrow and then be paid towards the buyer's escrow, or basically the seller's equity and pulled out basically go towards the buyer's escrow. And then that's how they buy down the loan, basically.
Yep, exactly.
And what do you do to prepare for clients, you know, if they're looking in the next 6 months and they're kind of unsure about the market situations right now?
Right, yeah. So a lot's changed in the last year. A lot of volatility in the market. Inflation is a real thing and a big part of what's going on right now. You know, interest rates are just one piece of that. All the input costs, there's inflation everywhere, whether it's, you know, business or ag. I don't think it's anything to be scared of. It's just something to be cognizant of and, communication, just let, you know, if there's an opportunity, just sit down and look at the numbers, get your hand around or your head around those numbers. And the rate's just a part of that, you know, Wall Street Journal Prime, the index that a lot of loans are based off of, it over the last 15 years had been relatively flat. It had been at 3.25% for I don't know how long until, you know, this year. And it's rises as high as 7% most recently with what we're hearing from the Federal Reserve. It'll continue to rise into the end of the year into next year. But it's, like I said, if there's an opportunity, it's if it makes sense, even with the inflationary pressure, it's something that we can work through. If it makes sense, we can move forward.
I really like when you said about how, you know, it's interest is just one part of the deal, right? I mean, it's just one part of the whole picture of what you're doing, basically, for your transaction. That right. You shouldn't just worry about the interest, but it's really about the big picture. And that's one thing as a real estate agent, I can't really pin down numbers as far as, you know, what the buyer is going to be responsible for when they assume their loans and things like that, right? These are all up to these experts here. So that's why it's really nice to have these guys here, because they really understand the depth and the basically the intricacies of how buyers and sellers react financially, basically, and the financial portion of it, which obviously if that didn't happen, I couldn't even do my job. So I'm really lucky for that. But these guys are some of the experts that I think really would help if you're kind of new to the process or don't really know how to go about investing in either commercial or residential real estate. These guys can really sit down and go through your options with you, which is really nice, right? They're there to help guide you and to help make sure that, you know, you make the good decisions, have good options, right? They're there to give you and help you as much as you can. You just have to ask for it.
Hey, I'm glad you brought guests in today.
Absolutely.
Kind of made this Friday a little more fun.
Yes, absolutely. More fun than just me, for sure.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask these people. First, Erica, how does somebody get a hold of you?
You can give us a call. Our phone number is 701-780-9757. You can stop into our branch location. Again, Jay said it was off of Columbia Road, right by the mall loop. You can also email esunby@uvbank.net.
All right. And Jay, how about you?
I have the same phone number. It is 701-780-9757. My email address is my first initial J and my last name. So JSCHROEDER@uvbank.net. And don't be scared to stop in and just say hi.
All right. And of course, oops, sorry. Did I cut you off?
No.
Oh, okay. And of course, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. How do we get a hold of you, my friend?
Call me anytime, 701-318-2676, or log on to propertyandclient.com.
All right. Friday fun day. Your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Jay and Erica, a pleasure to meet you guys, and have a wonderful Christmas. A Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever is. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. That's what I'm going to say. It was nice seeing
you,
my friend.
See you next year, yes.
All right. Until Wednesday, there's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Tell you what, everybody, have yourself a great weekend.